Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Jim Ostroff is our guest. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. They have an outstanding array of publications that I always like to recommend to you. The Kiplinger Letter, which is the one Jim and I work off of every week. Been around for scores of decades. Four score and 7 years. How about that, Jim? I've always wanted to be able to quote, to paraphrase... Lincoln, like that. Four score, 87 years, folks.
That's right.
And of course, two biweekly letters, the tax letter and the agriculture letter, the Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine. Jim, what's that phone number?
There's a toll-free number, 800-544-0155. That's us.
So check it out, folks. Lots of good stuff there. The website's outstanding, Kiplinger.com. Hey, Jim, let's move on. Bottom of page three. Talk to us about this personal barcode thing. What's that all about? Is a tattoo in my future?
Well, they put an honorary. You just don't know about it. The point here is it basically this. You know, what with the proliferation of all sorts of mobile devices, cell phones, PDAs, Blackberries, etc. So many more now have literally an ability to scan, just like you might say in the supermarket. So
yep.
You know, already here we're seeing, for instance, that you were assigned a barcode that would have, for instance, have your name and whatever contact information you want. And the point here is that you would put it, say, on a business card or, you know, any sort of product or a property listing or anything.
Right.
And the idea is that someone would see it, and then they have their phone, and quickly they can scan it, and they get information, you know, right there. For instance, go right to a website. It's just another way of very quickly conveying information and allowing people to do it, you might say, on the fly, or, as I said, you know, they then can store it. Of course, for retailers...
Jim, this is all driven by the technology we've talked about on the show many times, which are mobile apps,
applications. There's an app for almost everything,
and so the thing is you'll have a barcode on your card or wherever it may be, and you'll be able to do this on your desktop. Your phone will scan a barcode on a desktop. On a website.
Exactly. You could do
that.
It doesn't matter
how the barcode is presented.
Right. It can be just, as you say, somewhere on a computer screen even. You could do it that way. And then you might say quickly get, not only more information, but you could get discounts, offers, coupons.
Yeah.
And you're saying over here, you know, that people are in the market.
It's really changing things a lot. And folks, this is an example, Jim, of why I'm recommending the small business owners that everybody gets one of these smartphones. Get a Google Droid or an iPhone. I don't care which one you use.
Right.
But if you're not up to date on how these applications are working, these mobile apps, you're getting behind. You're becoming uncompetitive because you're not seeing how your customers are using these tools and how they're wanting new capabilities from companies. And so I don't care how much it costs, folks. You better go get a smartphone and start using it so you can keep up with things. Hey, Jim, let's move over top of page four. Some new categorizing of small business owners. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, many more companies will be now classified as small businesses. And the point is, that's by the SBA, and that means, you know, about 17,000 more companies will find that they are eligible to receive advantageous loans through the SBA. Of course,
they already were probably, in my mind, a small business owner.
Yeah.
But because of their industry, because of certain parts of their profile, they were ineligible for an SBA loan, for example. Now, more and more companies, thousands more companies will be, and that's good news.
Well, it is, and it's good news. It's a little bit, you know, it helps over here. But even, for instance, you know, many of the car dealers are small businesses, and in these tough times, they and many others could qualify for an SBA loan, a low-interest loan.
It also would probably make them available for more government contracts, too.
But yes, and that's the point. You get in on this, and you might say, generally, yes, you may qualify for government contracts.
Right.
And those can be very important at times when, you know, you're going month to month, perhaps.
Absolutely. Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye for now.
Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kipling Raiders. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off just for today. I'll be back tomorrow from the Administaff Small Business Classic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.